जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव, जयो कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जमुना तीरा बन चारी, जयो राधा माधव, जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव, जयो कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, नीताय गौर हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल, हरि बोल नीताय गौर हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि बोल, हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद। प्रभुपाद जय श्री ओम संकीर्तन की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडराचार्य बीबीडी फाउंडराचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री गंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 5 लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव टीचिंग्स टेक्स्ट 10 टू 13 सो विल बी रिसाइडिंग टेक्स्ट 10 हमसे गुरो मई भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्व तितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर् व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेह निवृत्तया हमसे गुरुमयि भक्त्यानुवृत्तया वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्तया हमसे गुरुमयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्तया हमसे गुरुमयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्तया हे गुरुमयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्त्या हमसे गुरुमयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तप्सेहा निवृत्तया हंसे गुरो मयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया मयि तितिक्ष्णया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्त्या माताजी हंसे गुरो मयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्तया हंसे गुरो मयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्तया हंसे गुरो मयि भक्त्यानुवृत्त्या वितृष्णया द्वन्द्वतितिक्षया च सर्वत्र जन्तोर्व्यसनावगत्या जिज्ञासया तपसेहा निवृत्तया हंसे हु इज अ परम हंस or the most exalted, spiritually advanced person, Guru, to the spiritual master, Mai, unto me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktya, by devotional service, Anuvrittya, by following, Vitrishnaya, by detachment from sense gratification, Dvandva of the dualities of the material world. Titikshaya by tolerance. Cha also. Sarvatra everywhere. Jantur of the living entity. Vyasana the miserable condition of life. Avagatya by practicing. No, by realizing, jigyasaya, by inquiring about the truth. Tapasa, by practicing austerities and penances. Iha nivrittaya, by giving up the endeavor for sense enjoyment. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. To read full. Translation. O my sons, you should accept a highly elevated Paramhamsa, a spiritually advanced spiritual master. In this way you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should detest sense gratification and tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, which are like the seasonal changes of summer and winter. Try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Philosophically inquire about the truth, then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. Give up the endeavor for sense enjoyment and engage in the service of the Lord. Listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always associate with devotees. Chant about the chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord and look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Give up enmity and subdue anger and lamentation. Abandon identifying the self with the body and the home and practice reading the revealed scriptures. Live in a secluded place and practice the process by which you can completely control your life, air, mind and senses. Have full faith in the revealed scriptures, the Vedic literatures and always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talks. Always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, acquire knowledge from the right source. Thus, practicing Bhakti Yoga, you will patiently and enthusiastically be elevated in knowledge and will be able to give up the false ego. Purport. In these four verses, Rishabhdev tells his sons how they can be freed from the false identification arising from false ego and material conditioned life. One gradually becomes liberated by practicing as mentioned above. All these methods enable one to give up the material body, lingam vyapohet, and be situated in his original spiritual body. First of all, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. This is advocated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Guru Padashraya. To be freed from the entanglement of the material world, one has to approach a spiritual master. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva bigachet. By questioning the spiritual master and by serving him, one can advance in spiritual life. When one engages in devotional service, one can advance in spiritual life. When one engages in devotional service, naturally the attraction for personal comfort, for eating, sleeping and dressing is reduced. By associating with the devotee, a spiritual standard is maintained. The word Madhadeva Sangat is very important. There are many so-called religions devoted to the worship of various demigods, but here good association means association with one who simply accepts Krishna as his worshipable deity. Another important item is Dvandva Titiksha. As long as one is situated in the material world, there must be pleasure and pain arising from the material body. As Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita, Tam Sitiksha Swabharata. One has to learn how to tolerate the temporary pains and pleasure of this material world. One must be detached, also be detached from his family and practice celibacy. Sex with one's wife, according to the scriptural injunction, is also accepted as brahmacharya. But illicit sex is opposed to religious principle and it hampers advancement in spiritual consciousness. Another important word is vigyan virajita. Everything should be done very scientifically and consciously. One should be a realized soul. In this way, one can give up the entanglement of material bondage. As Sri Madhvacharya points out, the sum and substance of these four shlokas is that one should refrain from acting out of a desire for sense gratification and should instead always engage in the Lord's loving service. In other words, Bhakti Yoga is the acknowledged path of liberation. Srila Madhvacharya quotes from Adhyatma, Atmano vihitam karma varjayitvanya karmana kamasya parityago nirihetahur uttama. One should perform activities only for the benefit of the soul. Any other activity should be given up. When a person is situated in this way, he is said to be desireless. Actually, a living entity cannot be totally desireless. But when he desires the benefit of the soul and nothing else, he is said to be desireless. Spiritual knowledge is jnana vijnana samanvitam. When one is fully equipped with Gyan and Vigyan, he is perfect. Gyan means that one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu to be the Supreme Being. Vigyan refers to the activities that liberate one from the ignorance of material existence. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gyanam Param Guhyam Me Yad Vigyan Samanvitam. Knowledge of the Supreme Lord is very confidential. And the supreme knowledge by which one understands him further the liberation of all the living entities. This knowledge is vijnan, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo veti tattvata, tyaktva deham punar janma, neti mameti sarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, I welcome you all to the Bhagavatam, everyday Bhagavatam class, and I seek your blessings. Especially Manandrai Prabhu, Mataji, thank you. If you are here, I hope I'll be able to speak something which of worth, value. Very interesting words says I got to speak. They're like the our entire Abhide of Krishna consciousness summarized in these four verses. And Prabhupada has, as said, the purport is like a class only. So if just, and also this translation, both, there is, everything is summarized. If you have to tell somebody what is the practice, what do we do? So you can just read these four verses, their translation to somebody. And there's so many aspects are discussed here. Prabhupada is first, in the first paragraph, he's emphasizing on surrendering to a guru, taking shelter of a guru, because that's where you begin. If you want to learn something in this world, how do you do that? Now people may do it through YouTube, through online classes. But importance of guru is most critical to not only to devotional service, but to anything, that any process that we want to learn in life. And then Prabhupada is talking about the second aspect in the purport is tolerance, tetikshva. Recently, outreach in that place, we had this journey of self-discovery course, and after discussion, this one couple, new couple who had come, they asked me, so what do we have to do? How do we deal with all this? I said, that's the only thing Krishna tells to Arjuna here, which Prabhupada also mentioned. That's tam titiksha svabharata, is to tolerate. Sometimes we ask, we are going through so much, sometimes so many desires we are not able to deal with. And what solution is we have to tolerate. But then Prabhupada is saying that there is a science to tolerate this also. So it's not just how do you tolerate, you give it a method. So method is devotional service, and then Prabhupada is speaking about jnana vijnana samvitam. So I have got this knowledge, okay, who am I, who is Krishna, I accept it. And then I accepted the vijnana, how do I practice it? How do I practice tolerance? If I'm troubled with some desires, how do I shift my mind somewhere else? That's
That's very important that's very critical. So there's three aspects of sambandh, abhide and prayojan. So this verse talks about the abhide. And then, so I thought that I cannot discuss everything. This is like, I think this verse should be discussed over a few days, maybe. I thought I'll discuss the first point. This shloka, there are so many aspects. First thing that Rishabh Dev is saying, accept a guru, accept a highly elevated Paramhamsa. You have Raja Hamsa Prabhu here. A spiritually advanced spiritual master. And you should in this way, you should place your love and faith in me. Then he's saying that you should detest sense gratification and tolerate. Third, he's saying you should try to realize the miserable condition of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Philosophically inquire about the truth, give up endeavor for sense enjoyment and engagement. So then I was thinking that I'll discuss the first point, and with that I'll discuss the concept of Sharanagati. That is accepting a guru, because that's where it begins. Even in Bhagavad Gita chapter 13, where these 20 principles of knowledge are discussed, taking shelter of guru and humility, both are the most primary to somebody's practice. So according to Vaishnava Tantra, there is this famous shloka which most of you know. What is that? Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya vivarjanam, rakshisyati vishvaso gopatritya varnam tatha, atmanikshepa karpanne shad vidha sharanagati. These are the six aspects. Anukulasya sankalpa. Accepting everything that is favorable to devotion to Krishna. Second, rejecting whatever is not favorable. So, yes. Third is rakshasthiti vishvasho. Faith that Sri Krishna will assuredly grant his protection. We should have that faith. Sometimes we may lose that faith. So this, my friend, he listens to, I forgot, I think Haldar Maharaj. So he was calling me and he was telling me. And Maharaj was telling, how many times you pay obeisances every day? He says at least 3 times to Krishna. He says, how many years you have been paying? He says like 15 years. He says, when somebody comes to you and he touches your feet, how you are pleased and you're like, you become pleased with them. Somebody do that with every day. He says, what do you think? Is he stone or what? 15 years, every day, 3 times, at least you are paying obeisances to Krishna. Don't you think he'll take care of you or he'll be pleased? He'll be like, why is he paying obeisances to me every day? Huh? Yeah? So you don't have faith that he'll protect you. Third, embracing the Lord's guardianship. That Krishna will assure... accepting that basis of surrender, you know, that, okay, that whatever knowledge he has given is helpful for me, will protect me. Third, atma nikshepa, self-dedication, and karpanya. So I was thinking, in this verse we look at all the points that have been discussed, they fall into one of the category. That first, anukul, whatever is favorable, most favorable thing, they fall in multiple categories. So you can see how they fall in each of these six categories. So the aspect I want to discuss here is that, is guru really necessary? Because that is the question. Because That is where devotional service, the most important aspect mentioned is that accept a guru. So sometimes people approach us that it is important to accept a guru. Can we practice on our own? Can we? Isn't God available to everybody? Why do we need a mediator to accept God? Humko ek mediator kyun chahiye? We don't need an agent. Is he property of somebody? If he is God, he should be available to everyone and anywhere and sab jagah available hona chahiye. Why do we have to accept a guru? He is a representative of God. Yeah, that's what we are discussing. That sometimes common people ask this question and they say he is another human being. He is prone to, he's prone to all the things like us, and then they will cite examples. Yahan iska patan ho gaya, yahan uska ho gaya, wo jail chale gaye. They will lose. So every system, if you see in society, whether you see modern scientific or Vedic system, there are some principles they cannot be compromised. Even if a small thing, if you look at this clock. This clock's functionality is a big clock. It has these needles and everything. If you remove somewhere a small screw or the screw on which it is hanging, it will fall down and break. So everything has its importance. If our eye is replaced by a crow's eye, we'll not be able to see things properly. So so guru is the fundamental system of the Vedic system. It is very and importance of teachers can be seen across all the cultures. Not only in Vedic culture, everywhere it is very important. So modern system may find flaws with it, but it is irrepressible. And even in Vedic system we see whatever you want to learn, whether the six darshans, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Vedanta, whatever. You have to have a guru. If you want to know the supreme truth, we have to approach a bona fide guru. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many statements. In 11th canto, Krishna says, Mad abhigyam gurum shantam upasita mad atmakam. A guru whose desires are pacified and who comprehends me is as dear as my own self and is worshipable. Evam guru pasanayek bhaktya. Worship guru with singular devotion. Worship your guru with singular devotion. Why I thought to discuss this, because my friend I told you who called me, and he was sharing me about like for 1.5 hours on phone about day before night, about all the principles. And when then I read this verse, I said, I'll discuss. So he was sharing all these points over phone with me. That understanding that Acharya is as good as Krishna. Don't consider him to be an ordinary mortal. He is equivalent to all the gods. So this is very important. So there was once a boy who went to Gurukul to learn Vedas from a guru. The person he approached was very expert at teaching Shastras. And he went to him and said, I want to learn Vedas from you. So the teacher said, see, it's not a short course. It's not a crash course. It is a 12-year study program. So are you sure you want to enroll? 12 saal lagenge. Agar aapko mere se Veda Shastra padhne. So this was the concept in ancient time. So the boy enrolled and learned the Vedas from the teacher for 12 years. And then the time came when the time for graduation. We have this samskaras, In that this samskar of graduation is called samvartana. When the student graduates. So when the student went for his graduation, so the teacher said, I am very busy. I don't have time to conduct your exam. So actually how they conduct exam is, there was a viva also, like now you have. Your guru will say, okay, recite this part of the Vedas for me. They will see, okay, the meter is right, the pronunciation is right, everything okay. He said, okay, go to the backyard of my ashram. There is a tree and below that, you recite this part of the Vedas. You perform this activity. The tree upon completion will shed some leaves. Tum jab puri recitation kar loge, to ped, the tree will shed some leaves. That will be the number of mistakes in your uccharan, in your recitation. And you count the number of leaves and you come to me. So the boy was like, such a fascinating test. He was also eager. Imagine in our English school, if we have this test. Or Gurukul. No, you don't have to face. Okay, go under the tree and see. So the boy remembers that before he has to start his invocation, his Uccharan Anuvak, he has to invoke Lord Ganesha. He has to remember Ganpati. So, the moment he invoked Lord Ganesha, all the trees, not even a single remained on the tree, all the leaves fell down. Sare patte gir gaye. Ab ye to ghabra gaya. He got so nervous. Sare patte matlab I fail. So he went to his guru's ashram and he says, sare patte gir gaye. Kya kare abhi? All the leaves have fallen down. So the guru immediately knew what had happened. He told him, anyone can guess what was the mistake? Yes. He did not remember his guru. He said, before invoking Lord Ganesha, you have to remember your guru who has taught all of this to you. So that's why, we even chant our round, we chant our guru's pranati. We chant Prabhupada pranati and then, so somebody outside may not accept how is it connected, but because this whole thing is designed by Lord Krishna. So Krishna is what is called Samasti Guru. He is the overall and our Guru is the Vyasti Guru. He represents him. So the system is designed by him. And that's how it has to be followed. If the scriptures say, if Lord is displeased with us, Guru can protect us. But if the Guru is displeased, then even God cannot protect us. Anybody wants to share any example? You remember any story, any pastime, where it happened? Rajan's Prabhu. Brihaspati Indra. Yeah, Brihaspati was upset because he gave Indra a garland which he gave to Airavat. And Airavat crushed it under his feet. And Indra lost all his kingdom. So the moral of the story that it is important to take Sharanagati to who? Karna, he got cursed. He lied to his guru, to Parshuramji. You will forget this knowledge at the right time, when you need it the most. So that's how he had so many curses he had collected. And most importantly, was of his guru. So this is so important that one takes shelter of a guru. Scriptures say, just as by the contact with mercury, copper turns into gold, so a disciple acquires Vishnu's divine nature by close association with his guru. Just by association with the guru, one can acquire this knowledge. So there is another important important story. So this is important, and this story I'll discuss, that it is important to become a good disciple, a genuine disciple, and you get, that is more important. Acharya say, If everyone becomes genuine disciples, ingenuine, non-genuine gurus will disappear. So this is very important, that if we are genuine disciples, unqualified gurus would lose their profession. Because nobody will accept them. Because unqualified gurus exist because of unqualified disciples. Like in market now, what is more available is imitation jewelry. There are more shops. Even in marriages, women don't wear all the gold and diamond which their family or the in-laws give. They wear matching imitation jewelry. And the original jewelry is parked. This is more accepted now. So the story is of, this comes in Katha Upanishad. There was this Brahmana named Vajashrava. He performed a sacrifice in which he was supposed to donate all his possessions. Previously, in a yagya, the people, the kshatriyas, they will donate everything they have. And Brahmanas were so kind that they say, we do not want. We need only this much. Remaining you can keep back. So what he was donating, only his old and milkless cows. He was not giving what, if you go to today's most of the temples, what people give is the whatever to the Devi or to the shawl or to the paraphernalia, which they will never use for themselves. That sari will keep circulating. It will never be used, or it will go back to the shop and come. Devi, the bangle and the sindoor, and if you tell somebody, some lady use it, they will not use it. They will give all the low class, which is just for the heck of it. All the here, so he's giving, and he had a son named Nachiket. So Nachiket was not happy to see that my father is doing this. So he wanted to leave his deceptive father. He said, I don't want to stay with him. So he told his father, I am also your possession. Who will you give to me? So he was poking his father. Who will you give to me? Who will you give to me? Father said, get away, I'll give to Yamraj. I give you to death. That's how his father, when he asked third time, his father says, I give you to the death. So Nachiket, he went to Yamloka, to the kingdom of death. Yamraj was not there. He was on a tour. So Nachiket had to wait at the door for 3 days. So he waited for 3 days and three nights without eating and drinking. Nirjal Upvas he did to see. So when Yamraj returned, he was very pleased with Nachiket. And he asked him to request for 3 boons. So the third boon Nachiket asked was that to obtain spiritual knowledge, and Yamraj personally is one of the Mahajans. Yamraj, he personally spoke the knowledge of Atma and Paramatma to Nachiket. So in this story, there is one insincere disciple and there is one genuine disciple. Who is the insincere disciple? The father of Nachiket, and the genuine disciple is Nachiket. The father was making only show of doing a sacrifice, and whereas he was supposed to give all his material things. That's why when we do this yagya, it's very so scientific. We say, idam krishnaya idam namama. It belongs to Krishna, it doesn't belong to me. The son, on the other hand, was willing to sit and wait at the door of Yamaraj for 3 days and nights without eating and drinking. So these 3 days and nights signify the renunciation of everything produced by 3 gunas of nature. The effect of sattva, rajas and tama on us. Sitting at the door of Yamra signifies that Nachiket was willing to sacrifice his life. By this he proved that he had no material interest and was willing to give up everything for a spiritual cause. Yamraj represents a genuine guru. A guru is represented by the Lord of Death, because one can attain the true blessing of genuine guru only when one is willing to accept the death of one's material desires and attachments. So, this is where Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 1 happens. Arjuna is supposed to kill all his relatives. And that's what Krishna wants him to do, Arjuna. And the task is given very difficult. Kill, fight, but without hatred. We cannot fight with somebody. If you fight with somebody, that means there is some element of hatred. And if we love, how do you do killing without hatred? Probably that's how probably the soldiers would be doing. So, we cannot obtain God by eloquence, intelligence or lot of study. If we think we can obtain Him. There was a club. The entry was a password. So the guard will ask you a question and you have to speak the answer and that is your password. So a man wanted to enter the club but he didn't know the password. So he was saying, one gentleman comes, the guard says 12. This person replies 6. He types 6 and he enters. Then another person comes, the guard says 6. The person answers 3. He types 3 and he enters. So this person said, oh, now I know the formula. Whatever number guard speaks, you divide by 2 and that is the password. So he goes, the guard says 10. This person answers 5. Types wrong password. He said, why? He said, no, you don't know the answer. He said, but I have... He said 12 and he answered 6. Then somebody came, he said 6, he answered 3. You said 10. He said, you don't know. That's what you have understand is wrong. So what is the answer? No, so the guard said 10. So the answer is 3. Actually the password is the number of alphabets in the word he has spoken. So 12 has 6, 6 has 3. So sometimes we think, I'm very intelligent, I can read Bhagavad Gita. I can memorize, and I can see Krishna, I can grace, I can get bhakti, I'll be very advanced. But it is by surrendering to the Guru, and that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed this South Indian Brahmana, even though he was reading Bhagavad Gita. Kept reversed. But he was, because he was following the order of his guru, that's why he was able to get the mercy and he was able to feel it. So this is, so Chanakya Pandit says that one who does not respect a guru who has taught the meaning even of a single syllable will take birth as a dog for 100 births and then as a chandala in outcast. Say these quotes represent that how the importance of guru is very important in our culture. So this is very, very critical. And I'll just end with one more story that rest of the things will follow as mentioned in this verse if we take shelter of a guru. A guru went to one of his disciples' house. He prepared nice food and for his guru, and at the end he brought Haritaki for his guru. So guru said, okay, remove the unnecessary part and keep the necessary part. So the guru, he was a speculator. He never really followed what his guru taught him. So he thought the outer portion is chilka kharab hota hai na. So he threw the outer portion, the covering, and he gave the inside part. So the guru said, you don't know that the skin is necessary where the inner part is waste. because he was speculating, not he could have asked his guru. Second day he brought for his guru cardamom again. So when his guru said, okay, remove the necessary part and keep the what is important, so this time what he did, he threw the inner thing, the inner part of the cardamom, ilaichi ka inside part, and he kept the chilka. So that's it is very important that even when we accept guru, we have to accept with humility. We cannot be kapti. You do not have to be crooked. This story, that's what it exemplifies. And that's why in one of the this Sharanagati, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his, when he presents the six items of Sharanagati, he begins with Dainya. Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptritve Varana Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishvasha Palana. So whereas Vaishnav Tantra first says Anukulasya Sankalpa and ends with the humility aspect, whereas Bhaktivinoda Thakur says humility, self-submission, embracing the Lord's guardianship, maintaining the faith that Krishna will surely protect me, engaging in activities which are favorable to devotion, utterly rejecting everything unfavorable. So I haven't read it, but this is my understanding, because our acharyas, Gaudiya's acharyas, have processed this information which is presented in scriptures for us, and then they probably realize that in this age people are more crooked. So he put Dainya first, that approach with humility, approach with submission. Do not be approach of, okay, I want the guru for a status, or don't be a pretender. So that's when we do, we will get protection of Lord Krishna. And that's why in Ramayana, when Vibhishan approaches Lord Ram, he says, Sakrit eva prapannoyas tavasmiti cha yachate abhyam sarvadatasma dadamme etad vratamama. Anyone who ever once sincerely surrenders unto me, declares I am yours and prays for fearlessness, it is my vow that I will always supply that to them. So that protection will be invoked and ensured by Lord Krishna if we take shelter of a bona fide guru, but with humility, with the absence of crookedness. So this is the aspect I wanted to discuss with respect to this shloka. There are many aspects, and I thought in the scope of our discussion, this is what I can discuss. If there are any, I would like to end here. Any comments, corrections, questions? I'll end it here. Thank you. Granth Saraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.